Hello, my name is Evelina. Our project is focused on USB1 pistachio rootstock because pistachio is a $1 billion crop, which is produced mostly in California. Pistachio rootstock has been had some problems lately. Basically, pistachio rootstock is pistachio scion is grafted on the rootstock. There are a few pistachio vera cultivars used as a scion, for example, Kerman or Golden Hills. UCB1 is the main pistachio rootstock in the U.S. UCB1 is an interspecific hybrid that is produced between a specific trees of Pistacia atlantica female and Pistacia integrima male. That has been selected in 1980s by Dr. Lee Ashford because of verticillium resistance, which is a serious soil pathogen of pistachio. UCB1 F1 populations have shown some variation because it's highly heterozygous and it segregates a lot. Uneven vigor and stunting, they are main concerns to growers. So, for example, within one orchard, in one block, we can see a very big trees and a very small ones. Well, the smaller ones has obviously a smaller canopy and smaller yield. Stunted trees usually have a smaller trunk caliper, different branching, and more gray-green canopy color. The significant problem is lower nut yield and nut quality. That's why in early 2013, Foundation Plant Services decided to plant 960 UCB1 seedlings to initiate research on UCB1 variation, and we've been phenotyping them every year. I would like to show you some results that we've been collecting during those years. We measured tree height based on the longest branch. Canopy height and width we used to calculate canopy volume. Also, we've been measuring trunk caliper 30 centimeters above the ground every year. On the both pictures, you can see the same tree during first and fourth year of growth. After collecting all this data during 4 years, we can see some pattern in UCB1 seedling growth and development. The distribution for the growth during first year is more uniform, and as trees aged, the distribution has changed and become broader and shorter, and we could see some more variation. The correlation for height between years was very weak. The strongest correlation we could observe between second and fourth year, but it was still very weak correlation. We noticed that trunk caliper is a better measurement for vigor than tree height. Why? Because we noticed some very tall trees with a very narrow trunk caliper that tended to bend over, and they needed some support. On another hand, we could see some very tall trees with a greater trunk caliper, and they were sturdy and suitable for handling shaking, which is desired for industry. The same as tree height, trunk caliper during first year, the growth was relatively uniform, and the variation showed up after second, third, and fourth year. Standard deviation is just a different way of showing variation to you. So we calculated overall mean, and based on this mean, we specified 6 standard deviations. Based on these results, we can say that the value for trunk caliper is distributed randomly, so there was no pattern on the field. The correlation for trunk caliper between years was also very weak. However, we noticed after third and fourth year very strong correlation, and 81% of the results from the third year were correlated with fourth year for trunk caliper. We measure canopy volume based on canopy height and canopy diameter. However, during first year, there was very little branching. That's why we didn't collect data during this year. And we can see a very similar pattern to trunk caliper and tree height, that first year, second year is very uniform, and the variation showed after third and fourth year. However, the differences are not so high. The correlation for canopy volume is very weak for all the years, and it's focused on the same volume. A very important part of our study is screening commercial orchards, and most of pistachio industry is located in Central Valley, which is between Sacramento and Bakersfield. We are collaborating with the growers, and we are trying to find commercial orchards where pistachio vera is grafted on UCB1 seedling and where orchards show some variation. We already screened four orchards in Choachila, Kalinga, Corcoran, and Merced, and we measured 164 years in Choachila and around 300 trees in the remaining orchards. We collected data as rootstock caliper and scion caliper, and then we were trying to find correlations. We saw a very strong correlations for all the orchards. So what we could see trees with a great trunk caliper, and also the trees that they had a great scion caliper. And from our observations, the canopy volume was also very big for those trees, and they had also a very high yield. The results I showed you, they are just part of a bigger study. So we are focused not only on UCB1 seedlings, but and we phenotype them every year, and we sequence 25 seedlings. And also we did GBAS libraries for all the population. We also sequence parents of UCB1 seedlings, and we've been working on commercial orchards. We measure them, we measure the trees, and we also sequence them. Before I will finish my presentation, I would like to make some conclusions. Based on our results, we noticed that height in early years is a poor predictor of height in later years. And each year, the population becomes more variable. By year four, there were 6 standard deviations, differences in trunk caliper, and canopy volume is extremely important for yield. However, early canopy volume is a poor predictor of future canopy growth. Canopy growth of pistachio UCB1 rootstock is a good predictor of pistachio vera scion. This is just a part of a larger study that includes a genetic analysis of UCB1 seedlings and also their parents. Our main goal is to develop molecular markers for pistachio selection and UCB1 superior rootstock that can be used as a clonal rootstock. Our project is funded by California Pistachio Research Board. Thank you very much for your attention, and I'm happy to answer to your questions. So nowadays what nursery they do, they screen plants, they screen UCB1 seedlings while they produce them, so during first year. And as I showed, it's not good because the growth was uniform and just variation showed up after a few years. So my recommendation would be just to wait for a superior rootstock so they could clone them and use them just to be sure they won't lose so much yield. I think this kind of monitoring would be very difficult. I haven't been thinking about this. Thank you.